For years, all the indicators pointed straight up for the future of travel to Cuba by Americans. That situation has changed dramatically. With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Following the Obama administration's efforts to open up travel with Cuba, Americans found it easy to visit the island nation. Airlines rushed to begin service not just to Havana, but to other Cuban cities. Cruise lines repositioned ships for tourists. Hotels spiffed themselves up and private homes turned into restaurants. But this January, when the weather was cold and miserable in New York, a 140-seat passenger plane en route to toasty warm Cuba carried only 41 passengers. Thomas Popper, a longtime Cuba watcher as president of Insight Cuba, says tougher talk and travel rules from the Trump administration, the incorrect impression that a hurricane laid waste to Cuba, and that weird sonic attack on U.S. Embassy employees in Havana have scared away Americans. Only cruise lines seem to be doing okay, probably because people feel safer overnighting on a ship. Thomas Popper says Americans should be just as enthusiastic about visiting Cuba as they were 2 years ago. I second that opinion. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.